interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Seven o'clock in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back underway for another episode. It's a beautiful day outside. Sun's rising. The cold is out. It's like 16 or something degrees. It's pretty freaking cold. But I've got good news for you. It's 16 degrees today. Then it's going to be like 40 tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, it's going to be 50-something. So basically, it's going to be a beautiful week is what I'm saying. So you've got a lot to look forward to. We've got a good show coming up. Oh, I forgot to mention it's going to snow on Friday. So just in case you were worried about that, it's going to snow. Don't worry. We're gonna have a nice, chilly week. It's gonna be classic New England. What can I say? Anyway, we've got a good show lined up for you this morning. Lots of exciting music to play. Lots of exciting things to talk about. Some new music was released last week that I'm going to let you guys take a listen to. So it's going to be, I've got a lot to talk about. But as always, we'll get started with some classics. Here's a little David Bowie for you in the mornings. I hope this is the old version, not the new version with that weird part in the bridge. Anyway, you're listening to Monday Morning Madness. I'm Adam Kirchville, as always, on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's best freeform radio station. Maybe I'll do a little history of WMFO this week. Something like that. Anyway, here's Bowie for you.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down, he frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the van and there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
All night.
She was a young American. She finds a slinky vagabond. He calls as he passes a Ford Mustang. Heaven forbid she take anything but the freak and his title for nothing. This is a step and cuts his hand, showing nothing. It swoops like a song. She cries, where have all Papa's heroes gone?
All night.
She wants a young American. Her breadwinner begs off the bathroom floor. We live for just these 20 years. Do we have to die for the 50 more?
All night.
He wants a young America.
Young America.
So young
America. He wants a young America.
All right.
All right.
But he wants a young.
that can make me break down and cry.
Right to say, you got a bloody right.
Arcade Fire there with Deep Blue, which fades out for like 25 more seconds. So we've got a lot of nice little background noise here. I've got what might be good news for some of you and what might be bad news for others. I'm not sure if you're aware, but next Sunday, Daylight Savings Time, I guess, let me see what this says. Daylight Savings Time starts? Is that so? Spring ahead next Sunday. We go an hour ahead. So I don't know. I'm kind of a sucker for daylight savings because it means that there's more sunlight at some part of the day where there wasn't originally sunlight. This one in the spring is pretty nice because then it means the sun stays out an hour longer. However, it means that on Monday morning, the day after daylight savings time, we go forward. I'm going to have to come in what feels like an hour earlier to the studio. And I mean, you're going to all have to wake up what feels like an hour earlier. But it's a mixed blessing because then, you know, the sun right now sets around 5. So we're going to get an extra hour of sunlight at the end of the day, and I honestly think that that trade-off is worth it because I just love my sunlight. But let me tell you, coming in this morning was freaking phenomenal. The sun was coming up. It was like, you know, in the beginning of the semester, when I come into the studio at, you know, 6:30 in the morning, 6:45, it's dark, there's no sun, and the sun rises while I'm in the studio. But now that the Earth has spun a little bit further around the sun and made its transition more into springtime, thanks Punxsutawney Phil, the sun is coming up when I'm walking into the studio, and it's beautiful. The whole campus is like orange, and the sun is up, and it's kind of warm. It's not windy out, but it's still freaking cold this morning. It was really, really my hands, because I had one hand on the coffee mug and the other hand in my pocket, and I had to keep switching because the hand holding the coffee mug was absolutely frozen. Anyway, as promised, so new music, Lord of, you know, of. Oh my God, what was that? Royals. God, I could almost not remember the name of that song. Lord of Royals fame released an album, not an album, a song, a single last, I want to say like Wednesday, Thursday, after last week's edition of Monday Morning Madness. So I figured I'd give it a spin this week. It's interesting. Lord is not really the genre that I tend to play on my song, but on my radio show, but I feel like she's musically important enough that she should be mentioned at least and spun once or twice. It's an interesting piece. If you remember Lord's earlier work, which I'm gonna go back in time here for a second, just take a look when her last album came out, Pure Heroine, which was what, you know, Royals was on and what kind of brought her into fame, was released in 2013. So this has been 4 years since Lord has released literally anything at all. So it's pretty exciting. But, you know, Pure Heroine and Royals is very laid back and very calm sounding. And this new song called Green Light is, it's a lot more poppy and sounds kind of, I don't know, I guess I'll let you decide for yourself how you feel about it. I've heard mixed reviews across the board about it. I don't know. It's interesting. I like to hear Lord. I like to hear that she's still making music, and I love her voice. As you may know, I'm a sucker for a good alto, and Lord is a phenomenal alto. She hits some really, really wonderful notes in this piece. So take a listen. Here's Green Light.
I can't wake up in somebody else's car. We ordered different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did, and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth. Well, they bite you, that you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor. But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But only I'll be seeing you.
Things, but I can't let go. I'm waiting for it, that green light.
Oh, I always try to get my things. city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth. Hope they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love, but you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? On the light up floor. But I hear sounds in my mind, brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you ever I go. But honey, I'll be seeing you down every road.
I'm waiting for it.
Cause honey, I'll come get my things, but I can't let go.
I'm waiting for it.
Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty there on Stop Dragging My Heart Around. We just went from one very good alto lord to another very good alto, Stevie Nicks. I think I should just have a show that is entirely alto themed just because I love that. It's just my favorite voice part. It really, really does a good job of making a good song. Britney Spears, another great alto. Anyway, it's already 7:30. This show has rocketed by. I've got an interesting couple stories lined up and a couple songs lined up. So in relation to the next song I want to play, I'm going to do one of these dark green colored PSAs from SSDP, which for those of you who don't know, stands for Students for a Sensible Drug Policy. It's, you know, these PSAs are always interesting. I sometimes don't play them because they can be kind of weird, but, I just have to today. So, I haven't really looked at them either. Let's see. Oh, let's do this one. It's called Dr. Lester Grinspoon Marijuana.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Oh man. Well, I guess I don't really know what I expected from that. So anyway, the reason I wanted to play a marijuana-related PSA is because the next song I'm going to play, ranked by Rolling Stone as number 50 on the top 100 Beatles songs of all time, is Got to Get You Into My Life, which I have to admit is one of my favorite Beatles songs. It's an excellent piece of music, and it's super catchy. And it's a, I know I've told this on the air before, but I never get bored of sharing this information. It comes off really as a love song, but Paul McCartney wrote it, and his famous quote about this song is, like someone else might write an ode to chocolate or a good claret, it's actually an ode to pot. So there you go. Think about that when you listen to this track. Oh, I have it on mute. Hold on. Oh man, that was going to be such a good play. And anyway, let me say that again. Think about marijuana when you listen to this track. Got to Get You Into My Life. This is off Revolver. And it's about weed.
I was alone. I took a ride. I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, did I suddenly see you? Ooh, did I tell you I need you? You didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say, what can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life.
Thank you.
Sophia.
Face one.
Yeah, in case you're wondering, at any given moment, I could turn this show into just a totally top 40 kind of thing. Don't worry, I won't, though. There was a reason behind that madness. I kind of got into a theme. All those last three songs I played were all drug-themed. So we did the Beatles with Got to Get You Into My Life, which I already explained. Then Angie by the Rolling Stones, which is about heroin. And then Can't Feel My Face, which is about cocaine. So you get the whole gamut of drug-themed songs. Isn't college radio great? Anyway, while we're talking about kind of interesting takes on music, I figured, you know, I've already played The Weeknd, so I've already gone far enough. I'm going to play you guys a song by the Zac Brown Band. So they're technically a country band, which is interesting, because I know that they explore a lot more genres than just country, and they do a very good job with it. I'll ease you into it, though. They have this one song called Knee Deep, which is somewhere between country and like a classic rock song, and it's got a little bit of a like beachy kind of feel to it. It's very pleasant. And it's got Jimmy Buffett on it, if that gives you any clues as to the theme of the song. So it's interesting. I just want you to take a listen. Because I think that other than hip-hop, country music is the second most innovative genre in music today, it's because of bands like the Zac Brown Band who are creating new sounds with their, you know, what would normally be a country sound. They're creating different types of music. For example, this one. So this is Knee Deep. Very nice song. And take a listen. It doesn't really sound country. I mean, there obviously are country elements. I don't know. I guess I'll stop talking. Have a listen and enjoy the Jimmy Buffett. It's a very nice Monday morning song, especially for a cold Monday morning.
Gonna put the world away for a minute, pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be. In the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sun-
sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lines, you never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
With Big Shot. Well, it's 7:53, just about time to wrap up the show. I've got one more lined up for you. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week. I hope you guys have a lovely, albeit kind of chilly week. But remember, don't forget it's going to be 54 on Wednesday. So make sure you get your bikinis out, get ready to go outside, because it's going to be a very nice one. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. As always, That was Monday Morning Madness. I'm your host, Adam Kurgival. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. For all of you who are fans of 7-4 time signatures, because I know everyone is, a little Pink Floyd for you off of Dark Side of the Moon. Have a great week, everyone.
tell me.